Tom Elliott, Ulster Unionist MLA for Fermanagh South Tyrone. Thank you for joining me. Let's just talk, first of all, about today's determination by the Parades Commission regarding the hunger strike parade on Sunday. You must be content at the determination, are you?
Well, the determination hasn't really done anything to help those victims in the area and those local people in the area, because really what the Parades Commission could have done was stop the parade from taking place and going past those vulnerable areas, but they decided not to do that. I think it is unfortunate that the Parades Commission, from the outset, when meeting with the victims on Tuesday, with the innocent victims, from the outset said that they had no power to ban the parade. And while effectively that's probably right, they can't ban the parade, but what they can do in the legislation allows them to do is stop the parade from entering any particular area that they choose to stop them entering. So effectively it's the same thing, and I think it's wrong that they should give misleading information to those victims.
In today's Impartial Reporter, Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams says it is right that his party celebrates the life of hunger strikers like former Fermanagh South Tyrone MP Bobby Sands at Sunday's march. Why shouldn't they be allowed to do that?
Well, of course, Sinn Féin should be allowed to celebrate, and the family should be allowed to celebrate those people that died. But what they shouldn't be allowed to do is celebrate it in such a public way. It should be private family occasions and those friends. Let's not forget these people were terrorists and criminals. These people were responsible, and their organisation were responsible for the murder and killing and bombings of many of our people here in Northern Ireland. Some of those people who may have claimed allegiance indeed to that organisation itself.
You've spoken to families of IRA victims in Derrylin who oppose this event and have been quite upset in recent weeks about it. What exactly have they been saying to you?
The families of the innocent victims from the area are totally appalled that this is going ahead. Can't believe that Sinn Féin would be so blatant to actually re-traumatise them and give them such a difficult time, because what they want to do is try to get on with their lives, but what this is doing is actually re-traumatising those people. Let's not forget that the IRA, of which most of the hunger strikers were probably members of, murdered a number of innocent people in that area.
But Sinn Féin don't see it like that. You know, in fact, Gerry Adams says in today's Impartial Reporter that he doesn't want this march to cause offence. He said, "Republicans have no wish to hurt others. We have made strenuous efforts to ensure that Sunday's march and rally takes place in a dignified fashion with the full support of the local community." Do you accept what Mr. Adams is saying?
If Mr. Adams doesn't want to cause offence, if Sinn Féin doesn't want to cause offence, then they shouldn't have this event in this way. Because that's exactly what it's doing. It's causing offence to those innocent victims of the area. No matter how he dresses it up, no matter how he puts that message out, that's exactly what he is doing. Not only him, but himself and other Sinn Féin representatives in the area who have been putting out this message that they're going to have the parade. I heard just quite recently one of the Sinn Féin members called for mass, what was the word?
Mobilisation.
Mass mobilisation at Sunday's parade. How is that not being offensive to the local victims?
Is that not just Sinn Féin asking their supporters to turn up at their event?
Mass mobilisation? What does that make it sound like? That makes it sound like a rallying cry. All of you come to Derrylin, all of you go to Derrylin. It doesn't matter what offence it causes, that's what they want to do.
Mr. Adams suggests that some unionist leaders are still fighting the war. Is that what is happening here?
Let's not forget it was the IRA who murdered 50% of the people that were killed during the Troubles. That's the reality of it. Those are the people who murdered the innocent people. And 90% of the people who were killed during the Troubles were killed by terrorist organisations. So the reality of it is, it's the terrorists and the criminals who have actually brought war and a hardship to many people in this society.
Gerry Adams says Republicans accept the right of loyal orders to hold over 4,000 marches each year, and unionist politicians, presumably people like you, have to learn to accept the rights of others to celebrate their politics. Are you prepared to allow Republicans to do that?
Well, I think we must remember that it was Gerry Adams who set out to stall a number of years ago when he said that Drumcree, protests at Drumcree against Loyal Order parades didn't just happen by accident. Those were his words. He said there was a number of years of planning and hard work had went into that by Republicans, not only to protest at parades at Drumcree, but parts of Belfast, Newtown Butler, Rosslea, Pomeroy and many other areas throughout Northern Ireland. So I think the reality of it is Republicans are objecting and protesting against Loyal Order parades and continue to do that. So it's double speak.
Tom Elliott, thank you.
Thank you.